Well, thank you for being with us on an emergency edition of The Marketplace. Truth be told, we were getting together early next week to go through the entire free agency period, set the whole thing up, and talk about what it's all going to look like. And we had one column and one segment, which was names to watch. And the name that you are about to hear was number one on our list. So we're going to take him from names to watch to what we already know, because according to Olgun Yulic, the best newsbreaker in Australian basketball, this is a big one, Olgun.
My reporting at ESPN this evening is that Xavier Cooks has agreed to a new three-year deal to join the Sydney Kings. Now, this is obviously a return for Xavier Cooks, one-time MVP, one-time Grand Final MVP. And I'm told that this is the largest deal in NBL history. At no point in the league's 46-year history has a player earned more per year than what Xavier Cooks is about to earn. And so this is obviously a massive coup for the Sydney Kings, a huge coup for the NBL, and Xavier Cooks is returning home.
Let's just talk about how this has all played out, the chain of events. And I want to start with today and right now, because only a few short minutes ago, you were on NBL Overtime and you didn't have the chance to mention this. So I'm assuming that your phone was buzzing in your pocket while the show was on.
I got word started to trickle in just prior to jumping on the show. I knew that something was probably happening. As soon as I got off air, I went down to the lobby in the building that we record Overtime, and I started to gather more and more intel to the point where I was comfortable enough to report this news. And so I wasn't able to report it on Overtime, which is very unfortunate for the show. I did intimate that I did expect Xavier Cooks to be in a Sydney Kings jersey next season. But this really did develop over the past, you know, hour or two, to the point where I was comfortable enough going with it.
And the other, I think, thing that's important in the chain of events is that Brian Gorjan did jump on a plane in the last week or two and head over to Japan to see Xavier. You look back now knowing what we know, that's a pretty clear statement of intent, wasn't it? What happened from Japan to now?
So this was the EASL Champions Week. This was held in the Philippines. This was for Gorjan to go and see Xavier Cooks and his Chiba Jets in that championship week, and the Chiba Jets went on to win that title. Now, it wasn't just Brian Gorjan in attendance in the Philippines. It was Chris Pongras as well, the CEO of the Sydney Kings. And so the Kings went too deep to go and see Xavier Cooks, and that the talks with Cooks ramped up from that point on. And obviously that intent means a lot to Cooks, for your head coach and CEO to travel all that way to go and see you. And the talks really ramped up from that point on, to the point where they're able to start negotiating the finer terms of a deal and ultimately end up with the biggest deal that we've ever seen in this league.
Had you got the sense that Xavier was pretty keen to come back to Australia?
That was the sense that they got. He had had his NBA experience. He had his experience with the Chiba Jets in Japan and B League. The Kings placed Xavier Cooks at the very top of their list of priorities. And so all of the moves that they were making were sort of put on hold where they were able to sort out whether or not Xavier Cooks really wanted to sign with them. They were able to get this done. And this was as mutual as it gets. It's Xavier Cooks having won back-to-back championships with the Sydney Kings, and he wants to win again. And that was the pitch from Brian Gorjan, a six-time NBL champion, saying, come back to Sydney and we can continue winning basketball in the NBL.
I would imagine there's a lot of other teams in the NBL who have read your report right now and would be pretty upset. How strong was the interest from other teams within the league?
The problem was, no matter how strong the interest was from around the league, no team would be able to get a deal done. The Sydney Kings owned Xavier Cooks' rights in the NBL, at least for the upcoming season. And so there was no possibility for another team to really swoop in. If Xavier Cooks had a desire to return to the NBL, which he clearly did, yep, the only team that could sign him were the Sydney Kings. And so basically those rights were basically put to one side, and he agreed to that new three-year deal. And so this keeps him in Sydney until he's the age of 31. And it has Brian Gorjan and Xavier Cooks in the Sydney Kings for the next three seasons, which is a really significant show of intent from the Kings, who obviously missed the playoffs this past season under Mahmoud Abdel-Fattah. The Kings acted very, very swiftly to bring in proven winners to try and get back to the promised land.
Yeah, I don't think we should walk past that. Yeah, your point is a really, really good one. Three-year deal for Cooks, three-year deal for Gorjan, and this has all happened before the completion of the season. That's a huge statement of intent from Sydney.
100%. And the other thing that, Jack, I want to mention is that it is important that we see teams pay up for players. The salaries in world basketball are growing, and the NBL has to keep up. And so this goes back to Xavier Cooks' first deal with the Sydney Kings. It goes back to last season with Keanu Pinder signing with the Perth Wildcats, the deal that Will Magne just signed with the Tasmania Jackjumpers. These were really, really high numbers. And that is because these teams are not competing necessarily with other NBL teams. They're competing with teams around world basketball. And so it is important that the league recognizes this and sees the impact that their potential partnerships, the branding that they can do, the sponsorships, the broadcast deal. It's important for the league to play a part in retaining and signing these sorts of players. Otherwise, the league will lose them to leagues around the world. There's a reason why high-level Australian and Kiwi players are in Japan right now and are playing in Israel and different leagues in Europe. It's because the NBL, for the most part, generally speaking, can't meet the financial requirements of these guys. It's important for teams to pay up for these guys in order to keep them in this league. And it's important for the league to do what they can to lend a hand to keep them here as well.
That's an interesting one too. Now, obviously, not every Xavier Cooks is going to be available, but I just wonder what some of the other teams hearing this tonight are thinking as well in terms of exactly what you're saying, that it might be time to start paying up.
They have no choice if they want to keep the best talent in the NBL. We saw it last season with Joe Lualua Jr. choosing to play in China instead of the NBL. We've seen it the past few seasons with Nick Kay. We spoke about Brock Modem on Overtime today. He's been in Europe and he was just in Japan. These leagues around the world are paying up for these players. And if the NBL wants to keep them, they need to pay up to keep them as well. And the league has to do its job as far as putting itself in a sustainable position to give a lending hand in order to keep that talent here.
So from a Sydney Kings perspective now, Olgan, I think they are the biggest story in free agency right now, even though free agency hasn't officially commenced yet, because they're clearly going to be aggressive and they're clearly not taking this season lightly. What happens next, do you think?
The next thing for this team is to see what they do with that point guard spot. The team's not against bringing Jalen Adams back, but they will look for a very, very high-level person in that position. And from the things that I hear around the league, the Sydney Kings right now are one of maybe two or three teams who have been the most active when it comes to chatting with potential free agents, chatting with guys who aren't in the league currently to see if they want to come and join Brian Gorgian. Gorgian has been hitting the phones in a really substantial way to try and get all the talent he can out here, utilizing the connections that Gorgian has, that Chris Pongras has, to Andrew Bogut and Luke Longley. They're utilizing all of the contacts that they have in order to build a team that can get back to winning, because won back-to-back championships and they felt not winning this past season. It didn't feel too good. And so they want to get back to their winning ways.
So just to recap before we let you go, Xavier Cooks signs on with the Sydney Kings on a three-year deal on what you're saying, Olgan, is the largest deal in NBL history.
That's right. The Sydney Kings team that won back-to-back championships with Xavier Cooks were one of the league's best defensive teams with Xavier Cooks. They're able to poach him back from the big money that was there in Japan and around the world on what I'm told is the biggest deal that we've ever seen in the NBL.
Incredible story. You can read it all, of course, and Olgan's reporting on ESPN. You can check him out on Twitter as well. And the marketplace will be all over that and all of the moves during free agency and the ones that are happening like this before free agency starts. Olgan, thanks for your time tonight at very short notice. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks for being with us on the marketplace for our special emergency edition. We'll catch you again soon.